Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome. It's a 9 o'clock stretch. I think I have a little bicep tendon issue on my shoulder here.
Well, I got PT this afternoon. You can come along. Maybe they can work on that for you.
No. That sounds like pain.
Pain, I know it is. Yeah, they do hurt you.
As long as there's ice and ibuprofen.
You're friends.
Well, at least for now.
That's all right.
Anyway. All right. Welcome. It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top stories on this Thursday: the feds cut the rate 0.5%. Some say a little premature. Are they going to do it again in November? How's it going to impact the economy between now and the election? Also, the House continuing resolution bill failed, and it had the component of it that would ensure people are citizens before they registered to vote. That was tacked in there. They're going to have to go back to the drawing board, Speaker Johnson admitting that, and they will, and to avoid a government shutdown, which they probably will avoid that.
Yeah, Rick Scott, a big proponent of the SAVE Act. He's pushing that big time, but just didn't happen in this context, I guess.
Gators, football, noon, Saturday, taking on Mississippi State. Up there, it's an away game. We got that going on. And then you've got the Schmooze Tour. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Cassidy.
Oh, my.
Appearing.
Yes.
At a local credit union near you, Campus USA Credit Union, and the grand opening of the big store that they just
for
opened
a while.
The doors.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
They're on 39th Avenue, just a little bit east of I-75 there in the Publix Shopping Center. Right there. People have been watching this thing get built for like the last 2 years because it's taken a while to get it done. But they did, and the grand opening is this morning at 11.
So you'll be there from 11 to 1. The head ball coach is supposed to also make an appearance as well.
Yes, he'll be there.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Probably some sort of maybe a little bit of food of some sort.
Some giveaways while they
finger
last, that
foods,
sort of thing.
And I prefer my fingers fried if I get a say in it.
Yeah.
And
Pastor Chris even said he's stopping by because they, you know, everybody's got something at campus, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I owe them a dollar or two.
Yeah.
One of them is like a 2.9% loan.
Oh, how do you? I know.
Yeah. It'll be like, I'll be 112 before I pay that off simply because I never want to pay it off.
No.
Just so I can say, I have a loan at 2.9%. I don't owe much on it at all, but I like.
Just for no hurry. Just for bragging rights, it's worth it.
It really is. Anyway, so have fun with that.
I will
today. That's not too far out of my way.
Just,
and you said they got food, huh?
Yeah. Just down the road a piece, as they used to say.
I don't want to commit to anything.
Oh no!
You know how I.
Oh, I know. Because if you do, then you got to change your mind, and you know.
Because it's so far the other way. Not really.
Yeah, right.
Hey, the Teamsters are behind Trump. This looks good. They did like, a poll, and he's it's a pretty close to 60-40, Trump over Kamala. Now, look, the Teamsters, they're not going to endorse him. They're not going to endorse anybody. But the fact that they're not going to endorse a Democrat like they normally do, this is a pretty big deal in that world. All right? The Trump campaign said Teamsters members are loud and clear in their support of former President Donald Trump. Polling shows overwhelmingly prefer him over VP Kamala. While the Teamsters executive board is making no formal endorsement, the hardworking members of the Teamsters have been loud and clear. They want President Trump back in the White House. And so, yeah, they're not endorsing anyone, but it's pretty clear who most of their, the workers themselves, you know, the union, the people, are going to be supporting Trump. And that is, that's great. The Teamsters thank all candidates for meeting with members face-to-face during our unprecedented roundtables. So said Union President Sean O'Brien in a release. Unfortunately, neither major candidate was able to make serious commitments to our union to ensure the interests of working people are always put before big business. While Trump does not have the benefit of a formal endorsement, the lack of endorsement for Harris is considered disastrous because the Teamsters have backed the Democratic presidential nominee in every race since 1996. Then President Bill Clinton lost the Teamster support that year due to NAFTA after having their backing in 1992. The union abstained from supporting any candidate in the year 1996. So, yeah, this weighs very much in favor of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, really. Well, I remember when the UAW did jump on board originally for Biden, and then I actually had to come out and say the next day, although we know most of them are going to vote for Trump.
Right.
I mean, so it's like, why do they as a union make a decision so many times? Well, at least this time, their Teamsters aren't. When they know that's not who their people are going to vote for. You're supposed to represent them, not basically take the money and give it to who you want to give it to.
Well, they've been giving so much money, and over 90% of their donations politically go to Democrats.
Yeah.
So they feel like, I guess it's sort of a historical thing, because I remember when I was growing up, my dad said, you know, when I registered to vote, I registered as a Republican, Ronald Reagan, back in the day, and my dad said, you registered as a Republican? Really? Yeah, that's the party of the rich.
Right.
Thought you'd be voting for the party of the working man. You know, my dad worked for Chrysler for 30 years. And I said, well, I guess maybe I aspire to not just be a working man.
Well, you've proven that one.
Well, and it's interesting how that whole dynamic has obviously, at least in my mind, shifted completely. And a lot of the people that are members of unions feel the same way. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican out of Wisconsin, described the level to which the Department of Homeland Security and the Secret Service have prevented Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee from obtaining crucial materials to investigate the failures that led to the assassination attempts against former President Trump. Things like the autopsy report, the House has it under subpoena. Okay. But we don't have it, he told reporters. Wow. The toxicology report, we don't have any of the trajectory reports.
My goodness.
Yeah, where'd the bullets go? Yeah. We don't even know how they handled the crime scene. Remember, he's a ranking member of this group. This is Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. This is oversight. We know that the government and its entities needs oversight.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, you've got these people stonewalling, slow walking, and not handling things correctly or directly like they should and could. Yeah. The senator pointed to the amount of time that has passed since the July 13th assassination attempt against Trump, noting there's just basic information we should have right now, and we don't have it. I mean, this is stuff that they know, this evidence has been collected. Mm-hmm. They know that some people have seen it, but they haven't. He said, we haven't been able to interview the sniper who took out Thomas Crooks.
Really?
Can't even talk to the... Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yep. That's the one, of course, in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yep. And, yeah.
Yeah, none of that is by accident. None of that.
They hadn't been provided any FD-302 forms by the FBI, which are used to investigate through results of interviews. They've got Wow.
So if you need more reasons to not trust the Alphabet organizations under this kind of leadership in the administration, there's one for you right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is 9:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday, my friends. Much more to come, including things that make you smile about 30 minutes away on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They are saying Diddy as bad as Epstein.
Whoa.
This coming from an officer who actually saw his sex rooms, hidden cameras, during the Miami mansion raid. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:20. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for supporting what we do. Don't forget, you get the podcast. Download the Bob Rose Show podcast from the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcast. And just click on subscribe. No cost, but you will have full access. Sordid new details have emerged of the so-called sex rooms that Sean Diddy Combs allegedly kept in his mansion, filled with toys, gear that would be used for bondage, hidden cameras. I'm going through the list and trying to be as family friendly as I can. One of the Department of Homeland Security agents who helped raid Diddy's Florida abode claimed that the music mogul had rooms that were clearly dedicated to one thing, and it wasn't reading books. Okay, so if you're at one of his parties, you are being recorded from every possible angle, including angles you wouldn't have known about or maybe even thought about. Yeah. Referring to sometimes days-long get-togethers that he called freak-offs. Freak-off! Oh, no, it was freak-out, wasn't it? That was close. Where apparently drugged-up victims were, forced to do things. But they're saying, they're kind of, said right here, in my opinion, he's as bad as Jeffrey Epstein, the source, Ted. This is one who saw the mansion, etc. Added about the late pedophile who hanged himself behind bars, possibly.
Really?
Possibly. In this case, of these women are young, either barely legal or barely illegal. Internally, officers said that they see a lot of similarities between Combs and Epstein. The well-connected financier served time for trafficking dozens of young girls in New York and Florida. Epstein was awaiting trial. Well, you know what happened there. Well, you know the end result. He's dead. On Tuesday, Combs was slapped with federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges. He allegedly, I'm not going to get into all the allegations, but not a good guy. And it's very hard for anyone to try to climb inside his head. It is crazy that this guy can be like near genius when it comes to like musical stuff.
And making money. Just
Guy's
in
made a fortune. Yeah, he has absolutely made a fortune. Yet he either didn't see what his activities could lead to legally, or he didn't care. He thought he was above the law. He thought he could maybe beat the system because he's so, quote unquote, smart, right? Everybody tells you you're a genius. Start to believe that. But the other thing is, okay, so you're rich. You're in a business that's, you know, younger, you know, leans toward younger adults in many aspects.
Sure.
You know, living like a playboy is one thing. Living in a way that it's inferred through this indictment and charges, that's a whole different place.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing. And we'll see what happens with the wheels of justice. And then you have to wonder if you've got other wealthy and very powerful celebrities involved, what the outcome may be.
Well, the politicians used to like to say, well, what did you know and when? You going to tell me like half of Hollywood or L.A. didn't know about what was going on? Come on, really?
It sounds like, well, I mean, there were people there.
Oh, a bunch of them.
And
a bunch of them.
And they seem to be familiar with the terminology. What was it, a freak off?
Or out.
Well, no, freak out was the song.
That was the song.
So I created my own confusion.
Yes, you did.
All right, so anyway, you've got that whole scenario. It just makes you sick.
Yep.
And just a reminder, young people get sucked into the rich, the powerful, the, you know, the popular, the, you know, the stars. And they and that's when a lot of bad things can happen. Putting yourself in a vulnerable position, even though you never intended that to be the case. Happens all the time, unfortunately. So what do you think? One ringy-dingy, Dr. Hezbollah, paging Dr. Hezbollah, kaboom! Remember, Hezbollah, terrorist organization, killed a lot of people. They fired more than 8,000 rockets at Israel just since October.
Oh, my goodness.
8,000. And here you have Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez condemning Israel for what's called the pager attack. Killed 12, wounded nearly 3,000 in Lebanon, most of whom, I would say the vast majority, very, very vast majority, were officials within or connected to the Hezbollah terrorist organization.
Oh, the bad guys.
Yeah.
The really bad guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She was not happy about it. Now, there were reports of a girl being killed by a pager that exploded on a surface in her home, but the overwhelming number of casualties appeared to be Hezbollah members and government officials with close links to the group, including the Iranian ambassador who was injured. A second wave of attacks targeting walkie-talkies hit Lebanon the next day.
Very clever.
Yes.
You think it's over, and then something else blows up.
Well, and IDF, their chief of staff from the Israeli Defense Forces, may have tipped his hand just a little bit, saying, we still have many capabilities not yet activated, was the terminology he used.
Yeah, and again, a lot of this is psychological warfare. Because, okay, so you have the pagers one day. Whew, okay, that's over. But then the next day it's walkie-talkies. And then the IDF says, well, you know, we got more things.
And the reason they went to pagers, they got rid of their cell phones. They felt like they were being tracked, which they probably were.
Yeah.
So now they're going,
what do they do now?
Now finally, their technology matches their ideology, you know, like from the 7th century.
Yeah.
So they will not be using anything electronic. They will be the new Amish of the terrorist world.
Like a string with a tin can at both ends, or cup, smoke signals.
Yeah. Hey, what is price gouging?
Depends. Well,
what is price gouging?
I think it's pretty common sense that a company would be charging you more just for extra money, not because it's really part of a percentage of profit or anything like that.
You know, it's one of those things we all agree it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
We don't like it.
No.
If it, the marketplace drives the price, that really can't be called gouging.
No.
Gouging is when you're going above and beyond a reasonable fair market price.
Right.
Simply for profit, because for whatever reason, at that moment in time, you might be able to get that.
I think everybody knows that.
Yeah.
They know what that is.
Well, but apparently, you know, in the Harris campaign, they say price gouging is, you know, tough to define.
Okay.
So
we just did.
But Kamala wants to ban it. Whatever it is, I'm not sure how to describe it or what it is when I see it, but I'm telling you, we need to ban it.
So she knows as much about that as she does guns.
Should we ban AR-15s, Kamala? Yes! But you just said you weren't going to take our guns away. Yes!
She's a liar.
Did I mention I grew up in a middle-class family?
Every time she speaks now. Every single time.
Did I mention that?
Where's the ladies' restroom? Hey, did you know I was raised in a middle-class family?
Hey, if you're going to bring up your family, why don't you talk a little bit more about your Marxist professor, Berkeley dad?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
So she is a Marxist. Her dad wrote the book on it.
Well, he's not Karl Marx, but he probably read the book. Because
well,
she uses it.
Yeah.
She uses it strategically in her campaign all the time.
All the time.
Yep. You call them what you are. You claim they're doing what you're really doing. That's Karl Marx. Mm-hmm. It is 9:29. We're about 15 minutes away or so from things that make you smile. More headlines coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Don't jump. It's not over yet. Maybe after the election.
Well, I don't know.
Try to keep it light.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not easy these days.
No.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can always get our show on podcast 24/7. Never miss a minute. And all you have to do is download it wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe and you're all set. Interesting story. Let's not make too much of it, but let's use this as a springboard. Trump supporters who sat on stage during Arizona rally suffering from mysterious eye injuries.
What?
Yeah. Well, now I would for it to have some kind of corroboration, I would like it to be like more people have come forward.
Mm-hmm.
The few that have seems like they're all from the same family. But here's the thing that's interesting about it. They were sitting very close to where the president was speaking.
Okay.
And it's this lady, Myra Rodriguez, and she's kind of famous in political circles and one of Trump's most loyal backers. She was one of those people that was a whistleblower for Planned Parenthood. She was actually a director turned whistleblower, and she was a Democrat and now vocal figure in the Republican Party. So she went to see, you know, her guy do his thing. And
gets the good seat.
Yeah. She said her eyes were just like burning during the event itself. And she had, like a 90-minute drive, I think, back to her house. And she said, I could feel, as soon as I got outside, you know, it even got worse. She could feel her eyes burning. She thought at first her allergies were really acting up. And then she began her drive home, and it became so severe, she had to go to an emergency room way home.
It's awful.
And she arrived. She said triage nurse to the PA began asking her if she was sprayed with something. Are you sure you didn't get sprayed with something? Your symptoms look like you got sprayed with something. Several members of the ER staff said the same thing. Her symptoms only continue to worsen the following day. I can't see anything when I try to open my eyes. I see bright light. It hurts. It hurts a lot. I have a cold cloth I put on there constantly. It's horrible. Medical personnel were unable to come up with a diagnosis of exactly what caused her eye injuries. As she told the local news affiliate that a doctor explained that the venue's lights did not cause her injury, so it couldn't have been the lights. And she reported that she was nearly blind. Fortunately, her vision improved a couple of days later. Now, see, a brother and a sister who wished not to be identified said they were sitting next to her and made eerily similar claims. it kept getting worse and worse, the sister told a TV affiliate about the symptoms she experienced after leaving Trump's rally. Immediately upon, like, leaving, my eyes were watering a lot. My nose started running. I started feeling my face getting really flushed. My neck felt like it was on fire, and it just progressed from there. And as for her brother, he described the same escalation of pain and described it as unbearable. It was all focused on my eyes. My eyes were red like hell. You know, it's unbearable. I couldn't handle it. Secret Service said they were unaware of any incident of rally goers, but claimed there was no threat or anything. And there was about 2,000 supporters that were there. And, you know, it just... And this woman who reported this thing said she's curious why members of the one group sitting right on the right side of the stage were the only ones affected.
That is odd.
Yeah.
Let's say, what was there and where did it come from?
And now this incident actually happened just days before the West Palm beach attempt on the golf course. So.
Wow.
Now, this may be, this may have absolutely nothing to do with anything related to Trump.
True.
Possible. Sure. But then you think about this asymmetrical warfare, that this term that I, you know, brought up a while ago. I didn't invent the term, clearly, but I've utilized it often to try to explain to people, like, I believe, you know, the Chinese engage in this asymmetrical warfare. It is, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, guns and people and and tanks and, you know, and bombers. It goes way deeper than that, and it's multifaceted. You know, death by a thousand cuts, whatever you want to call it, but asymmetrical warfare. Look, wasn't it some of our like diplomatic type people or whatever in Cuba?
Cuba, yep.
And there was like a type of a frequency or something that they were using that caused these people all kinds of serious grief. I mean, could something like that be at play? And then you wonder... Okay, so if there was a guy at an outdoor venue and it's hard to control the perimeter of an outdoor venue, then they want Trump to do his stuff inside, then what about the possibility of, you know, the air systems being attacked in some way, right? Or people that are there that snuck in some type of an aerosol agent.
Sure.
If you will. I mean, when you start to go down that path, I mean, how, where does it end? I mean, where?
So many options.
Yes.
Many options.
It's like, let your imagination run wild, and the sick people are already probably twice as far down the road as you are.
I mean, would you have given thought to blowing up walkie talkies and pagers a couple of days ago?
No.
Exactly.
Or flying planes into the World Trade Centers?
No. Yeah, never been done before.
So, yeah. So, looking for something that's atypical and asymmetrical. And it makes you, yeah, it doesn't give you a comforting thoughts, does it? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called you a while back, and I agree with you about the asymmetrical warfare deal. You don't get any more asymmetrical than what happened over there in Lebanon. With those pagers and the walkie-talkies and stuff, but I called you a while back and said that we need to pray for Trump's safety, and he needs, and I said at the time, he needs to stop doing outdoor venues. Well, this guy that was hiding in the bushes, and when they caught him, he was wearing a pink shirt. I don't know if he changed clothes, but I can't imagine somebody hiding in bushes with a pink shirt on, but trying to hide. But anyway, this guy went to Ukraine. He was obviously a nut job, and, you know, Ukraine uses drones. To kill people asymmetrically. They started using them to drop small munitions on hiding Russians and stuff. And I'm sure Russia is probably doing the same thing to them. But think about it. If Trump was out there doing it outside like he was, and someone's hiding somewhere in a van or whatever, I don't know how that, I'm not an expert on drone technology or anything like that. What if that guy came back from Ukraine and had done something like that, got that technology from them and came back and sat in a van, you know, way a ways away and flew a drone in there and got Trump like they do with the Russians and probably the Russians are doing with the Ukrainians. He needs to stay. I mean, I'm not going to tell him what to do, but They're trying to get him. It's obvious. And the asymmetrical warfare thing, you hit it right on the head. They're not going to stop. So pray for Trump's safety, and hopefully we'll win this election. But even if we do, we're in for a world of hurt because things are going downhill real quick.
Yeah, they are. You know, when you were talking about drones, you know what it reminded me of, and may, I don't know if Greg can help me on this one or not, but there was a movie, and there were several around the same time, and that's why I'm a little confused. But it was a movie about the attack on the presidency, and I believe they were on a golf course, if I'm not mistaken, and drones came out to attack. And I mean, it was a pack of them. I mean, it was a lot of them. And, you know, Secret Service scramble and this and that. And I know it's just a movie, but I remember seeing it. This was before drones were, you know, that everybody could, you know, order one on Amazon or buy one so easily.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
I was thinking about Angel Has Fallen, but that's not that far back. It's just 4 or 5 years old or so.
Is it only? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the beginning of that?
Well, they were using drones to attack the president on that one.
So okay. Well, all right, even if it wasn't that long, whatever the time frame isn't as important as the type of attack.
I think he was fishing in that one.
Okay, that could be. Yeah, so, yeah, that kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Like I said, there were a couple around the same time that were somewhat similar in genre, if you will. But, yeah, I mean, not easily controlled, especially when it comes in multiples.
Oh, yeah.
I know that we...
They're fast.
I'm assuming we have some defenses.
Sure.
I'm assuming. I won't say anything more than that. But against, you know, a myriad and multiple or multiple attacks on different fronts. I mean, look, in a free and open society, how well can you really protect somebody if there is a lot of planning, technology, and some resources at work to kill somebody in a free and open society? That's a difficult scenario, if you think about it. And no, I've been for a very long time asking people to pray for President Trump and his family.
Absolutely.
As long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Probably as long as we've been doing Happy Hump Day Trump Day, and that's way before he became president.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know what? We need something more upbeat, more positive. You know? We don't want to get too mired in this.
Okay. Maybe, so something non-political then, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And kind of a count your blessings kind of thing. And yeah, as tough as things might be, there's still, you know, Aunt Bertha that comes by and, you know, brings you cookies or something.
She makes you smile.
There you
smile.
Go. Let's do one of those.
Smile. Yeah.
Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental is coming up next. Call in now with your upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. 877-975-9825. Call now. Another day in paradise, you bet. And it's all about how you look at it, right? An attitude of gratitude, will take you a long way, and you won't have to take nearly as many antidepressives. It is 9:52 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Call in now for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Ready? 877-975-9825. And good morning, Roach. What's making you smile?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Great.
You guys make me smile every morning. I laugh out loud every day, even before I eat breakfast. So keep up the good work and keep sending out the good message.
Awesome. Thank you for that huge compliment.
Who doesn't love an LOL? You know, a real LOL.
A real laugh out loud.
That's right.
Do we...
Yes. As long as you're laughing with us and not at us.
I was just thinking about every once in a while, you know, you see a new one, you're like, what does that one mean?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And you got to ask some 14-year-old, they'll tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what's making me smile?
What's that?
Your pastor coming by.
Yes.
I'll call him our pastor because he brings good tidings and cheer and a good word.
Comfort and joy.
And pumpkin bread.
Oh, so yummy.
That definitely made me smile because it reminds you, yes, fall is here. Don't look at the temperature gauge. Fall is here. We're going to have the pumpkin patch. That'll be open a week from Saturday at Gainesville Church of God, which is 39th Avenue.
Yep.
I can't say headed toward the interstate because they could be coming from the other side. There are people on the other side of the interstate, apparently.
Really?
That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, wow.
I'm hearing that.
This is east of I-75.
Yes.
On the right.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it makes me smile. And it's not just because we got to eat pumpkin bread, although honestly that's a part of it.
That's part of it.
It's really all the causes that are helped. I mean, to buy the pumpkins from the Navajo Nation in New Mexico, mm-hmm. and he said they've had to constantly expand their pumpkin growing operation in part due to the demand increase here.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty huge. So they benefit from it. And then, you know, poor kids around the world, and of course, those that are challenged locally, so many people served by that. So, you know, it makes me smile. And, I didn't mean to steal your thunder, Greg.
No, go ahead.
I really did that so you have an opportunity to say the Schmooze Tour makes you smile.
Oh, well, thank you very much. 11 o'clock this morning, I'm going to be at the brand new Campus USA Credit Union. They're opening that brand new one they built there, again, 39th Avenue, just a little bit there east of I-75. And it's right there in front of the Publix.
They're just going to be handing out interest-free loans. Interest-free for you. Interest-free. Okay,
thanks,
maybe
Oprah.
Not.
Well, I got more than my share of car loans, credit cards, personal loans.
I owe
loans,
them a couple of bucks.
Yeah, but you don't want to pay it off because you got that cheap rate.
So not only is Greg Cassidy going to be there,
yes.
Word has it the head ball coach is going to make an appearance.
Yeah, rumor
Mr.
is,
Mr. Steve
yes.
Spurrier, he'll ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen!
Yes.
So what do you do? You're going to have like a microphone? You're going to do a little shtick?
No, I'm just going to hang out and...
You're going to yuck it up a little bit?
Listen.
Hey, everybody, Greg Cassidy here on scene.
Hang out with our rep Eva, who will be working there, you know?
Hey, everybody.
And my wife's going to come by, have a little free food. Pastor
wow.
Chris says he's coming by. So,
I might have to make an appearance.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm sure free food had nothing to do with it or
seeing
the coach.
Possible.
Could be.
All right. We're not done yet, by the way. Don't go anywhere, Greg. No.
All right.
Sit still.
Yeah.
We still have your smoking gun coming up next, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
He thinks the cost of food is due to corporate greed and not inflation.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Which is your signal that it's only going to get worse because price controls will increase scarcity.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The New Tolerance Campaign, NTC, is a watchdog organization. They aim to mobilize Americans to confront intolerance double standards. Yeah, they're offering $1 million to support an LGBTQ pride parade in Palestinian-controlled territories. And it's not a joke or a publicity stunt, but it is aimed at groups like Queers for Palestine to maybe point out to those folks that that lifestyle would probably not be recommended in those particular territories that you're trying to defend. Yeah. So, yeah, let's see you put on a little parade and see how that goes. No pagers needed. And that is your smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.